Well, regardless of your status as a big fat butt, I'm going to start recording now, just to see what sort of gold shows up.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me is...
Riot.
And welcome to the Leaku Studios Podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 51, Exception. Okay, so
I just realized the connection there with exception.
Yes.
And yeah.
Exception, constructor, iterator.
Well, blocks. No, not with that, just with you.
I'm a connection?
Yeah. Your screen name.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. And that just reminds me of the Matt Call comic that made me realize that evolution is an anagram of no E2 love. And vice versa.
Oh, is that what he was saying?
Because they're the same color.
Oh, man. I didn't even. Oh, whoa. Wait. Stop doing that to my brain.
I wish I had some kind of synesthesia. That must be really fun.
I thought you used to.
Huh?
I thought you used to.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Got better.
No, that was just bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm looking at the Brick Wars news. I forgot about this thing back in December last year about that company Brick Arms.
Yeah.
They there was an article in British newspaper The Daily Sun about like people online making Al Qaeda terrorist figures and stuff. I'll have you know that turban thingy is just a normal default Lego piece and not a terrible terrorist construction of Brick Arms.
Huh. From what set? What, one of the Indiana Jones ones?
No, it's the Ninja Hood.
Oh. Mm. See, the Ninja Hoods were cool because then they could carry an extra weapon on their back.
Yeah. It's usually a chainsaw.
Yeah. Ah, Brick Wars. So, all right, you saying just got anything noteworthy? Some kind of news, perhaps? Of what's new? Anything?
See, I suggested that, and I have nothing to back it up.
See, one could say that we intersperse this segment throughout the rest of the podcast.
That's true.
The points where we don't actually talk about what we're talking about. Actually, I got something to talk about, though.
Oh, man, there's a lot more homebrew here than I remember.
On what?
1D4chan. It's a wiki.
No, I was on there the other day, because I finally got the template power cards for 4th E.
Oh, yeah,
The Dungeons and Tohos.
Yeah.
And I think I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to make drawings for the powers of our characters for our characters.
Oh, okay, cool.
Except I don't remember what powers I had.
I was actually thinking of running something new. The loose description is like Harry Potter, Disgaea, and Persona 3.
Mm-hmm.
All running 4th E.
Okay.
I was trying to think of what the power card should look like for that.
I hear that the
probably Disgaea-y.
Dungeons and Dragons is online. Or online is free now?
Really?
I hear something to that effect.
I remember seeing... I wouldn't be surprised, because I get all my news about video games through Penny Arcade Comics. I remember seeing a comic a while back that was just like... I don't know, Dungeons & Dragons spokesperson was just like, what, you want gold? Here's like 3 million gold. Do you want to be a dragon? You're a dragon now. Congratulations. Just keep playing, please.
Yeah. Because that was actually... Because, you know... The way I pick up all my information is by eavesdropping. So I just heard the conversation, and they were like, yo, I heard this is free now. Yeah, that means it'll probably close down in about 4 months. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Oh, man. Necrololi. They don't call it that anymore.
So like I was saying, I got something to talk about that's very not prudent, not precedent. What's the prescient? That's the word.
Prescient.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know. I'm still kind of obsessing and waiting for MechWarrior 4 to be released, right?
Yeah.
Because apparently what they're, like, it's already, they're just sort of polishing things and making a giant pack of, like...
Oh.
If I remember... Because that's what they're doing. They're going to make, like, a DVD torrent.
Well, there was already the, like, the high-definition texture pack. I imagine they're just, like, expanding on that.
Well, not just the high-definition... They're also putting in, like, all of the community release, like mechs and maps and stuff.
Oh,
and
cool.
I could have swore they said they even put in, like, a new game mode they cobbled together.
Huh.
But they're trying to make it as, like, professional and pretty as possible, so...
Yeah.
But I... Okay, if I remember what it said, they're going to have over 100 mechs.
What?
I mean, maybe they're, like, fudging it by, like, you know, counting different pre-configurations of the same mechs together, but...
I don't know. Like, there were several expansions. 100, though?
Yeah. Listen, man, all I know is that as long as this MechWarrior, as soon as it comes out, that day will be balling.
Yeah. I don't know, you'll run around and then it'll be like, yo, what's going on? And then people will be like, I'm an Atlas with 20 LVXs. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, so, because I've been waiting for that.
Daishi, probably.
I've been really looking to losing my words today. I've been looking to subdue my lust for that game. And, okay, you remember a little while ago, I was like, oh man, Quake 3 Arena is free online now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, like, in the same vein of that, like, that was Quake Live. And then there's also this place called Instant Action, and they're doing basically the same thing, except mm-hmm. they have original content games and not just Quake 3. Oh. And one of the games they have on there is called Lore Aftermath. And Lore Aftermath, it's pretty much a free online, kind of like Mech Assault.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's stomping, there's jump jets. You get to customize your weapon loadout.
That's cool.
It's enough. It makes me happy. It's actually pretty fun. And I mentioned I was playing it on Twitter, and the guy who runs it was like, hey, if you want to talk about this on your show you mentioned you have, I could talk to you about it. And I was like, oh, sweet.
Oh, cool.
So if nothing else, I can probably send him a bunch of questions. He'll answer them, and then we can cover that later on. Mm. And that, either way, Lore Aftermath. It's fun.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Actually,
they also have, like, the Red Baron High Sky Dogfighter game on there.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Or something. And they have, like, they took, they took Bombing Run from Unreal Tournament, and he made a game just out of that.
Oh, that could be cool, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, Bombing Run was alright, but it was kind of, I don't know, it seemed kind of, like, ham-fisted in.
Yeah.
But, like, something built around that. It's like all that stuff going on with, like, making Dota-like games.
Mm.
But now what I was going to say was, I was linked the other day off the Dwarfhorde forums to, this game, I think it was, like, Hearth and Haven. Mm-hmm. It was, like, some kind of, like, hardcore subsistence, isometric view, kind of a la, Ultima Online, yes.
Okay.
MMO thing.
Sure.
And they were all like, yeah, we've built towns here and here. You should come check it out. And I was like, ooh, that seems interesting. Because, like, I don't know, persistent stuff in an online game. Whoa. Yeah.
Man, what if they made, like, an MMO Harvest Moon?
I would like that very much.
Okay. I don't know. It just came to me as a thought. Okay, so,
All right.
I hear there's a game.
I heard there was a game.
Except,
where did you find this, anyway?
Well, I was bored in class earlier, and uh-huh. I was looking on my desktop, and there was a zip file called Exception. And I was like, I don't leave zip files around unless they're games. Let me try it. And then I tried it, and that was it.
Oh, so you have no idea where you got this.
Most likely it was mentioned on, you know, the indie games blog or Play This Thing, and I fixed it up uh-huh. and forgot about it, and now it's so far back in on their archives that I can't find it.
Well, I don't know, like, I'm not particularly sure if this is actually freeware, because it's like, I don't know, give me a second, why is it not back in my downloads? I don't know, but the zip thing was
like Exception Trial?
Yeah, and it was like, you know, Dojin shooting game. It's like, those are generally not actually freeware.
No, I know where I found it. It was on, a while ago, this blog, I forget which one, they did this thing called, that was like, 365 freeware games, one free save of the year. And it was on there, because I got bored and started looking through that again.
Oh, okay.
And that's a really cool thing. Like, I should just post a link to that on our secret list.
Ooh.
Because they got some cool stuff up on there. They had, They have things like Tory Bash and a bunch of things we've played and know are good. And then they also have like random cool things.
Okay, speaking of random cool things.
Yo.
I'm still looking at this list of homebrew stuff. And one of these things is called Devil's Dixie. And the description is, what if the South made a deal with the devil himself to fight in the Civil War?
Whoa, what? That would have been another interesting twist on that game of diplomacy we played.
Yeah. That would still be an interesting twist on, Civil War era MGS.
Oh, man.
All the crazy, the crazy cadre of bosses are just demons.
Wow. Wouldn't it be weird if, since Pathfinder's going to be, like, a sequel to the third one, right?
Wait, what?
Okay. So, like, what if what we...
Yes.
So what if what we find out is that, in fact, the reason why, like, the fear and the fury and everybody went insane was because of steam-powered nanomachines?
Oh, my God. Leftovers from the Civil War?
Yes.
What if they weren't steam-powered? What if they were, like, powered by demonic magic?
Oh, I don't know.
Demon nanomachines. They're actually just very small demons.
Oh, that's even better. Man, Screw Metal Gear Solid, let's use that.
then we should play Go to Hell.
Go to Hell. Okay, so
it's like six sad Pokemons.
That page I sent you to that had all the Dejobu, the Dejabuti, Orbital Frame.
What?
Why can't I think? I can see the word in my mind, but I can't read it.
Jehuti?
No, the games on that page. No, that website with all the games on it. Doujinshi games.
Oh, yeah.
That page, yeah.
I don't know what page you're talking about.
Yeah, I linked it somewhere. Point is, because the download I found and sent you for this game was on this page. That's just like a big list of Doujinshi games. Okay. And one of the ones near the bottom was Theremin Shoot Action.
Theremin Shoot Action.
Theremin Shoot Action.
I'm intrigued.
I don't think it's as great as a title like that as it should be for a title like that. But just listen. Theremin Shoot Action. Ah, it conjures such thoughts.
I see, like, Tesla in a laboratory, like, I don't know, something with a theremin, action-y.
I see a game based around that scene in the Read or Die OVA when you're flying a paper airplane over London or Tokyo or wherever it was, and you're shooting at the Glider King of Germany.
The Glider King!
And then he exploded.
And then he was a bird.
Didn't that other guy was riding on a grasshopper? Also possibly was a grasshopper. Or a little girl. I forget. That was weird.
Yeah.
Alright, so anyway. Exception.
Exception.
It's a shooter.
Yeah, like, it was what's the word I'm looking for? Not misleading. Deceptive.
Deceptive.
Yeah, because like I started it up and I was like, alright, here's like some trancy music and I'm a flying box and I'm shooting at other flying boxes and I'm like, okay, I've played abstract shooters before. I think I can see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it does a lot of very cool things.
I still like to think of it as Rez meets Zone of the Ender 2.
I don't know why Zone of the Enders 2.
Because it's just the idea of like okay, here's some things for you to shoot, and then there's a lot of little things, and then there's just a blur of homing missiles, and there's massive destruction.
Oh, okay.
Like just
blue homing lasers.
Sort of the pacing of the action is what reminds me of it. It's because I think it's very. It's not hectic, but it is very much about chaining together the actions that you take. It's like, do you shoot all of the big enemies first and then start shooting the little things, or do you use small missiles from the beginning and take out everybody and by nickel and diming them, or do you just push big things into other big things and then work on it later? Like, there's, like, it has a little combo gauge up in the corner that's like when you start hitting things by shoving the small bricks, it starts your combo gauge, and I got it up to like 248, and I was like, you would have to be a master to get 700.
Alright, so you have three modes of attack in this game. You have kind of this continuous laser beam that it's pretty cool because it's kind of like whippy, like you whip around in circles.
It's like a laser flamethrower.
Yeah.
Throws lasers.
And then you have this like homing burst attack where it's just like you hold the button down, it locks on everything, and it fires it. Because why fire one laser when you could fire an entire circus?
An entire circus.
And then as you blow things up, you have this bar that charges up, and it charges up this pushing attack. It's kind of like it's as if like you just put a shockwave in front of yourself, and it pushes all of the crap on the screen into other things.
It's like you were playing Lewis in Little Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Except you don't scream, huh?
Because the enemies are... They come in kind of two forms. There's either just floaty boxes, or they're kind of like...
Prefab floaty boxes?
Yeah, they kind of remind me of Tsumiki Fighters.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking too, just sort of in the way that they're shaped.
So it's like you just kind of have, like, I don't know, spaceship-shaped collections of boxes.
Which, you know, what are spaceships, if not collections of boxes? Boxes make rooms, boxes make engines.
So, in either case, as you shoot, when you destroy them, they kind of blow apart into lots of little component pieces, asteroid style. Mm-hmm. Although, they would have to be, like, under incredible pressure to fit in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, bigger enemies render more components.
Yeah. But still, like, a lot more than they seem to be made up of.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because you can also like
maybe they're like marshmallows.
They expand
in a vacuum. Yes.
Okay, I've never put marshmallows in a vacuum.
Well, not like a vacuum cleaner, like.
Yes. I don't think that's possible, Nick. Nature abhors the vacuum.
The vacuum or the vacuum cleaner?
The vacuum.
The man who cleans your vacuums. The vacuum cleaner.
All right. But you, the enemies are also like destructible in chunks since they're made of, you know, the blocks. Mm-hmm. So it's cool because you can like shoot the engine off a guy and he'll just kind of spin out.
Yeah, it's cute because like it doesn't actually have an effect. Like he might as well be dead, but it's just sort of like woo 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 woo.
Well, no, you they're kind of more dangerous that way because it's harder to like predict where they go.
Well, except you know, kind of in a arcing line from where they went.
Yeah,
this game has, like, you may not notice at first, but, like, as soon as you realize that you can push just about anything, this game is actually kind of a physics simulator.
Yeah, like, is it in the second or the third stage? You wouldn't know, because you haven't played the second stage, where, like, you have to go through this maze, and as you go, you have to shoot blocks out of your way, but yeah. Then it turns out that they were, like, holding the ceiling up.
And then they start falling on you, and then the whole stage rotates, and everything starts falling in a different way. Yeah, that was the third stage.
So it kind of sets up this rhythm where like you shoot something big with your big laser, and then it breaks up into lots of little component parts, and you use the homing laser to get them all, which builds
and charges
up the charge.
Them.
Yeah, builds up the charge gauge for your pushy thing, so then you can push. So it's kind of like this three-stage process, and it's cool because like. The enemies kind of act as three different things. Like, they're the enemies, they're the bullets, and they're ammunition for you.
Yeah, it's like, but it's another one of those sort of challenges that a game designer can choose to take on. It's like, take an already existing mechanic, but then just find a new way to apply it, or try to repurpose old ones. And I think this game does that very well.
Yeah, like, even, like, just through the course of the game, like, it totally changes. Like, the first level is kind of, like, a pretty standard-y on-rail shooter. Like, you know, you're just kind of moving along, you're shooting things, you're trying not to get hit by them when they explode. And then by the third level, like, you're going through a maze, trying not to collapse the ceiling on yourself, and then you get to a boss that you can't actually damage with your laser, and you have to, like, carve tunnels through a field of obstacles to avoid its attacks. But you're doing it with all the same tools. So it's really cool how, like, what seemed like really simple things, it's like, all right, I got a big gun and a homing gun. Okay, I think I can work with that. And then you can do, like, so many different tasks with them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a shame that it's, like, only three levels. Like, maybe...
Oh, is it? Is Iterator the end?
I don't know. It doesn't even want to show me level 2, and it doesn't show me past level 3.
Oh. Well, maybe yours has something against even numbers, but I haven't gotten past Iterator yet, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Because well, she's, like, lasers that take up the entire screen.
Well, because the first time I fought it, I didn't realize that I could push things.
Ah. Oh.
And yeah. You can't defeat it with
without pushing
weapons.
Things. Right. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, pushing things is... It's like Sokoban, too, I guess.
Sokoban?
Sokoban is a game about pushing boxes.
Oh. Okay.
Like, it was one of the first games I ever played, actually. It's one of those, like, puzzle games. Like, you can't push a box into a corner, because then you get stuck.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't push a box this way, because then you get stuck. Sometimes, box stucks you.
The first game I played was, like, Chip's Challenge.
Oh, damn it.
Well, probably not, but that's like the worst, the first thing I can remember.
This is still cranberry grapefruit flavored.
What?
Oh. What's the flavor it was yesterday? Oh, man. Things I say are not coming better. I mean, if nothing else, you can. It saves all your recording of. Oh, my God. There's a mode called Excess.
Excess.
I think that means like nightmare mode.
Oh. Lunatic mode.
European extreme mode. All right. Anyway, do you got anything else to say about this game?
It's really cool. You should check it out. Yeah.
This will serve as sort of an introduction to our penchant for fly-and-shoot games, maybe?
Perhaps it will. Is this really... Oh, no, we've done Fraxy and,
Oh, we're too late! Forever. We could have done Fly-and-Shootober! Shootember.
Fly-and-Shootober?
Shootember.
Fly-and-Shootember. We can still do it. We got a couple weeks.
We could do Fly-ambuary and shoot.
Fly-ambuary and shoot. Febtober.
Febtober?
Febtober.
Windows Vista? It's one of the new months.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just pressed my microphone against my forehead in anguish and it made a very weird wave. I look forward to seeing what that sounds like.
All right. So, we have an email. You can send us email at Aliku Studio, no, podcast at alikustudios.net.
Come on now, you've only done this, what, like 50 times?
Probably like 56. 55. Twitter, twitter.com/alikustudios.
Yeah, I noticed our most recent, the most recent Aliku Studios tweet was like totally apologetic. Fuck that shit.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't remember the last time we did cool stuff, so I hearken back to things that never even existed.
Oh, snap.
Just go balls to the walls all the time.
You know, I said the same thing the other day.
Being extreme means never having to say you're sorry.
I might have said that today. No, today I said that line from Ghost Dog, because I was at work. And leaving this morning, I was like, man, it's probably going to rain today. And then I got to work, and I just stepped out of the door for work, and I was like, oh, it's raining. And then I just kind of just went, and I was like, those who try to outrun the rain and dodge under the eaves still get wet, and they are perplexed. But if you set out knowing you are going to get wet, then you get wet, and you have no confusion. This understanding Damn. Extends to all things.
I just got the emergency mitten stuck.
In what?
This is a terrible state of affairs.
Oh no! Release auxiliary emergency mittens!
There are no auxiliary emergency mittens. That's all we've got.
There has to be more mittens!
No. Whatever. Let's not...
Right, anyway.
Let's not dwell on... One does not choose to acknowledge the mistakes of youth.
Does the walker choose a path? Or does the path choose Walker Texas Ranger?
Ooh.
Anyway, I'll put a link to the game in the show notes at leekustudios.net/podcast, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay. All
right.
The short answer, I guess, is like, my mom says hi.
I heard. Hello.
That's the short answer. Mom, my mom wants to be part of the podcast.
Oh, man. Ask her what she knows about, and I would be happy to have her on the podcast.
What do you know about? Because he'd be happy to have you on the podcast. We could have like a hobby episode. You could talk about stamping.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, see, now that's the way you like that. I think that's the way you went up Paul Chapman. Is instead of just having an episode Akira. With your mom, just all of the normal people's moms do the show.
And oh, that would be weird.
Never make mention that it's different people.
Well, we already have, but maybe if we wait like 2 weeks.
People will forget.
Yeah, you know, all three listeners will forget.
Yeah. I don't know, we probably lost some since, you know, we don't have one for this week because you never sent me the thing.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I should send you that.